strange habits. Did you ever notice how we can feel a certain way about someone and yet feel differently about someone else without seemingly to have a reason for it? Many different things go into this decision. One of them may be the way a person dresses. Another may be because they don't look you in the face or because they do. A person might remind you of someone else who did you dirty one time. They might have a personality trait you don't like. I remember one person who kept snorting instead of blowing their nose, and this drove me crazy. We can actually be very picky in our social relationships. Could this be something we inherited from our distant caveman relatives who had to have complete trust in their tribe to live? Did you ever notice some of the funny habits some people have? Sometimes what we think are habits are actually problems people have. I remember one man who kept winking at people. He would do it while he was sitting down at his desk while he was doing his job. Some people were annoyed and others thought he was just being nice. A couple even winked back. It turned out this person had a nervous tic. When those who winked back found out, they really felt stupid, and those who had become annoyed took a "oh well" attitude. Habits are things we usually do over and over. Some of these habits might be disgusting to many of us, others annoying, and still others just seem to serve no purpose. The strange part about a habit is it might not be viewed as a habit by some. If I decided to eat fish on every Friday, some might say this is a habit, others might say it is a choice. One very disgusting habit is picking one's nose. Some people do this without even realizing they are in the company of others, and then there are those who do not care. One really annoying habit is being late for every appointment or social engagement. We all know there are certain people who just can't get somewhere on time. They hang around the house and will tell you there is still plenty of time. Then there are those who, no matter how early they start to get ready, just can't finish on time. I am sure some who read this will know someone like that. It seems some people were never corrected when they were kids when they ate with their mouths open, so they still do it. You better be very important or rich if you want others to still go out with you if you do this. Modern technology has brought some bad habits with it. Take the cell phone, for example. Is it possible to enter a restaurant without seeing some of the patrons on their cell phones and some even talking on them while others are trying to eat? Another habit brought on by technology which some people have is continuously switching the channels of a television without any regard for others who may be watching. I remember when there was one large television in the Army recreation room and we were all watching Star Trek, and someone came in, walked up to the television and switched the channel. I don't think he ever did that again. Let me mention game machines before I forget. These have caused some terrible habits. Some people play on them every spare moment. They just can't break away. They get no exercise, eat fast food every day, and have no life. I have been accused of having a bad habit by my wife. She says if I begin to look at a movie and it is really bad, I will watch it to the end anyway to see if it gets better. I had to laugh at that one because it is probably true. I don't know why I do that, but I hate to leave a movie without seeing the end. Another bad habit some people have is they will continuously argue with you to try and change your opinion on something and never let you be. These types of people are shunned by many others because they don't want the aggravation. This is especially true of people who say something to you because they know you don't feel that way and do it just to aggravate you. Some people have a habit of falling apart at the slightest sign of stress. They don't seem to know everyone has some stress in their lives. Then there are those who obsess over things which happened and just can't let them go. I remember when there was a minor car accident and one of the people in it couldn't stop talking about it for weeks. It drove everyone crazy. We all get upset over accidents, but this was just too much. This is one habit which bothers me, but I know it doesn't bother some others. I don't like to see people cooking something I am going to eat and taste it and put their fork or spoon back into it. I am not a germaphobe, but I believe in not sharing drinks, or using the same fork and spoon as others to eat off of, and washing your hands when you use the bathroom. Another bad habit is not being able to pass up food and eating everything in sight. I knew one person who came to work with a huge cheese sandwich every day and then ate all day long until it was time to go home. Unfortunately, they eventually died of a heart attack. Getting sidetracked is another bad habit. I think we all know someone who starts out with good intentions to do a certain job but gets off track with other unimportant things and never finishes the main job. You can find them living in homes with half-finished projects all around them. They might have a partially finished wooden floor or some not quite finished cabinets. There were certain people who couldn't resist buying things. In the old days they were easier to spot. They were the ones who bought everything from salesmen who would go door to door. One guy I knew who was an older man died, and when a relative went to clean out his house they found every gadget known to man in his home and in his shed. Many of them were never used and some were rusting. Today there are not many door-to-door salesmen, but we have places like eBay and Amazon and they buy from there. Lastly, there are some people who seem not to be able to care about the value of money. If they want something they buy it without caring about the price. They could care less if they overpaid. It is not that they have a lot of cash, because this doesn't enter into it. We humans have some strange habits.